While the world's attention was fixed on Storm Sandy's impact on the US, the hurricane force winds had already left a trail of destruction across the Caribbean. On Haiti, more than 50 people died as swollen rivers burst their banks and landslides damaged natural habitats in an estimated 20,000 homes. The island's agriculture sector had already taken a battering from Hurricane Isaac, which hit in August. After Hurricane Sandy, we've lost everything, our plantations, our livestock, and some of us have lost our homes. This rice that we have left, we're now trying to plant again, but we don't have much hope that it will ever be harvested because we've heard that there are more storms ahead. Across the southern third of the island, the storm caused a widespread loss of crops and food prices have skyrocketed. One market seller says a cup of rice is selling for about $4. It used to sell at $2.50. We can't get to another town to buy rice. We're crying out that prices must be reduced. The flooding has caused a spike in cholera with around 300 suspected cases, with many of the population still living in makeshift shacks following the earthquake in 2010. The Prime Minister's launched a new appeal for international aid.